makes, which is that this is the beginning of Hilchos Avelos. So it's incumbent upon us to talk about the rules of Halacha Divrei Meikel Bavel. Now, it's actually something I really wanted to do, but we don't have time. But he does note a remarkable Lecha Mishnah, which is worth noting. He says that the din of Halacha Divrei Meikel Bavel is not just Machmas Safek. So he gives a fascinating example, which actually the Achronim debate. But you could have a situation where you have a Ben Shmona after 30 days, right, that we would say Ein Misavlin Alav, even though we're Hargan Al Yado. What does Hargan Al Yado mean? Meaning somebody who kills this child would be executed in Beis Din, right? Because we would say he's Chai. But we wouldn't be Misafel, right? We're going to kill the murderer, but the family wouldn't be Mekel. And that shows you that Halacha Divrei Meikel Bavel is not just Machmas Safek. It's a fascinating example, but we're not going to have a chance to talk
this
about
came
it.
Came up before, no?
This is a more extreme example than anything we've seen, I think.
No, that Halacha Divrei Meikel Bavel is an only Misafek, didn't we?
Yeah, but this is... Yes, but nothing like this, I think. Maybe I don't remember. Okay, good. So here we have the basic halacha, which we don't need to review, but the very big chiddush in the Gemara in Ksubos, that when Meis Av Shalchas and Yom Shalkala, then we say, Bo'el B'ilas Mitzvah, Machnis Meis L'chader, Bo'el B'ilas Mitzvah, and Poresh, and then we have Shiv Shmei Avelos and Shiv Shmei Mishdeh. So, we'll go back to one of our earlier shiurim, but we could perhaps appreciate these points a little better now, which is that this halacha makes sense for the Rishonim that say Avelos is the Rabbanan. Because then we could say, okay, Heimamru v'Heimamru. But, and it's going to be okay for the Rambam also. Because you know the Rambam says there's Avelos de Rabbanan, de Raisa, but there's no Avelos de Raisa kodem kavura. And therefore, Kodem Kavura, we're going to be allowed to go ahead and have B'ilas Mitzvah. Right? But according to Ramban, B'das Gainim, that there's an Isser, L'chora de Oraisa, of Bia, Kodem Kavura. How in the world could we allow this? So we already saw that there is Gaius, proves from this halacha that there is no Isser Tashmish on an Omen, right? And we saw that the Lecha Mishnah maintains that's the view of the Rambam as well. And even if we were to say there's an Isser Tashmish for an Omen, it would be a Dinder Rabbanan, like Tosfos says, just like Basavi Yayin, so that it doesn't get carried away. But for the Ramban, who seems to say that there's an Isser D'Oraisa of Tashmish Amita, Koidim Kvura, how could we explain this din that we allow Bilas Mitzvah? So the Ramban asked this question, and he answers, Umash Amru, the Chasan Bal Bilas Mitzvah Poresh, Velo Asruhu Mishon Shaninuso Bezeh Toira, Mipnei, Shabilas Mitzvah Nami Ase Shel Toirahi, Ukeditania, Velachtach Avaderch Fat Lachasan, Vidochuzeh Mipnei Zeh, a remarkable Chiddush. In other words, we have one mitzvah saseh of bilas mitzvah. We have another mitzvah saseh of avelos. And they were doicha one mitzvah for the other. In other words, just to go back to our discussion during Seder, Bidas Haran, right? He doesn't say, oh, well, actually, bi'ila kodem b'ura is only b'drabanan. He can't say that. Rather, he says a different point. He says, they're both deraisa, bi'ilas mitzvah nami asei shel Torah. Avelos is a mitzvah asei shel Torah. Avelos, even though this is a violation b'kum v'asei, but still avelos as a whole is only a mitzvah asei. So we have two mitzvahs asei. Now usually we have a principle of ein asei, docha asei. But the Ramban says that chachamim have the right to decide when we have two assays that clash, to decide which one will trump. And since here there would be a tremendous hefsed if we were to say that the essay of Avelos trumps the essay of Bo Bilas Mitzvah. Why? Because this poor chassan or kala is not going to get married, at least not for a long time. There's no one else to care for them. The aviv shel chassan dafka, the ima shel kala dafka. It's mamish a situation where their wedding will be pushed off indefinitely. So that's why we're mekel. That's the pshat in the sugya, according to the Ramban. Oh. Are there any other answers? So we mentioned this last time, back at the very beginning, that the Rash ben Ksubos, on Daf Gimel on the base, says a different answer. He says, according to the Goyim, you have to say that that is impossible, because the Ramban is wrong. We don't say one assay could be doch the other assay and just pick. Because since the Isser Avelos, the assay of Avelos was first, so you don't have the right to be docha the assay of Tashma Shemitah. So rather, what does that mean? We're docha es hakvura, and they're not going to be boel on that day. We machnisin es meis l'cheder until Avelos de Oraisa expires. Ah, he asks, how could be docha the kvura? Isn't there din de Oraisa of halanas hameis? Right? So we're going to talk about that soon, Bezras Hashem, when we talk about the dinim of Halanas HaMeis. But he answers some type of answer that this is also Kvod HaMeis. He writes, Gam zeh nechshav ritzon HaMeis, v'avik'ein kavod HaMeis. The father who died would really not want his son to not be able to get married just due to his death. So therefore, pushing off the Levi is okay for this type of thing. That's going to be an important klal that we might use in other places. And therefore, you wait till Deraisa Avelos ends. Then it's only Derabbanan Avelos, right? Ah, Derabbanan Avelos. Then we could go ahead and Heimamru Veheimamru. And they said that we could go ahead and have the wedding and push off. And once the Avelos, once the Shivas Meir Mishta is chal, then the Avelos is not chal until after the Shivas Meir Mishta is over. Okay. Yeah.
So the Bias Mitzvah isn't that night. It's the next night?
No, the Bias Mitzvah is right after the wedding. But you push off the wedding and the Levaya until Avelos Derais expires.
So say that that is Sunday afternoon.
So yeah, so late.
The wedding is now
it's still Sunday night.
Wedding, oh, Sunday. The wedding is Sunday night.
Right.
Not
but you couldn't have, if the death was Sunday morning, all the other Rishonim assume, have the wedding Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, whatever it is, right? And there'll be Bal Bilas Mitzvah right then and there.
In the afternoon.
Whatever, or if it was at night, so the Misa you're was at night.
You're going to
yeah. Right, right.
If the Misa was at night, then you have to wait till Monday night for.
So which all the other Rishonim would say have the Bias Mitzvah that night, and of course the Rashba would have to wait for the next night, correct?
Rashi or
Rashba? Rashba. Good. Next answer is
Rashi,
no, no, no.
Rashba.
Okay. The next answer is the Ran in Ksubos. And he says that according to Madame Avelos Deraisa, you have to say, Avelos Yom Rishon's Deraisa, you have to say, Beis Din is Mas Nelvatel Davim Natoy Reb Shev Al Tasa. So Kumtois the Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? Because only Reb Shev Al Tasa, not Kumvase. Meaning, say like this. Most Nihugi Avelos are only Sheva Tasa. Like, you don't take off Sheva Tasa, you're not obligated to take off your leather shoes, right? So what happened was like this. They went ahead and they had the Chasana, right? Then they had the Kvura. Even though it's still Avelos Midoraisa, but he's not obligated to take off his shoes, he's not obligated to do Kfiya Samita, he's not obligated to Atifa Sarosh, all those are Sheval Tasha. But you couldn't violate the Avelos de Oraisa Bukumase. So you can't go ahead and start, at least on Yom Rishon, right? First day of Shavuot Brachos. You couldn't have singing and dancing at those Shavuot brachos. Simcha would still be aser, right? So we're going to allow the chassan to go to the Shavuot brachos in his shoes, but we won't allow dancing. He wears dance shoes, but he can't dance in the shoes. Okay, so that's what the Ran says. Now, we were talking about this during Seder, which is, what troubled me was it seemed that this Ran is sort of trying to explain within the school thought of the Ramban, right? Namely, the tzad that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, etc. But obviously, Bias Mitzvah, Bia, would be a violation of Avelus B'kum Basay. So how could they be Matir, Bias Mitzvah? So it seems to me that the answer is, he's not actually saying this B'dasa Ramban. In fact, he doesn't need to, because the Ramban B'daito gave his own answer. He's saying this Al Hatzad, that within the opinion that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, but not that Avelus Kodem Kvura is Deraisa. Let's say within the view of the Rambam, right? The Rambam holds Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, but Avelus Kodem Kvura is not Deraisa. So the reason why we're going to allow B.S. Mitzvah is because that's Kodem Kvura. That's not Akiras Davar Min HaTorah. That's Kodem Kvura. But then, after the Kvura, it's Chal on him Avelus Deraisa. So how is he allowed to wear shoes? Answer, Akiras Davar Min HaTorah, Sheval Tasa. That seems to be what the Ran is saying. Now, one way or the other, we see a couple of very interesting points. Number one is we see that the din of Akiras Davar Min HaTorah is really tolui in Sheval Tasa and Kumbase. It's not tolui in Mitzvah Sase versus Mitzvah Solsase. Why? Because Avelos is what? It's a Mitzvah Sase. So if you thought that Chachamim had the right to be Akiras Davar Min HaTorah with the Mitzvah Sase, even in a Kumbase type of way, so then it wouldn't be a problem, right? We could allow him to dance. When the Ran says you're not allowed to have the dancing, it shows that he holds that the criteria for Akiras Davar Min HaTorah is Sheval Tasa Kum Vaseh versus Mitzvah Saseh versus Lo Saseh. And in fact, the Lecha Mishnah quotes this Ran. He says, I give a bigger, better answer. Since Avelos is in Aseh, so saying that you're allowed to be Mevatel Avelos is a heter, is within the scope of the authority of the Chachamim to be Oker Davar Min HaTorah, and that's why it would be mutter to dance, right? Within the school of the Ran. He doesn't like the Ran's Nafkamina. The Ran Nafkamina says, Ledidi, it's going to be wrong, L'sasek B'dvam Shel Simcha. No! Says the Lach Mishnah, L'didcha would be mutter, because it's still Sheva Al Tasa, because Avelos, after all, is a mitzvah sasei, right? So what do you see from the Ran? And this is what the Gilyan Marshal points out. You see from the Ran, not that way, right? You see from the Ran that what? What do you see from the Ran? That it's only in Kumbase, not Sheval Tasas. It's a very important marmukum on that famous Machlokas Rishon. Good. Now the Shach, Sivgan Dalid, points out that Lefima ledidan, do we pass an Avelus Yom Rishon as deraisa to Rabbanan? So therefore, according to that, even if it would be mutter to have Dvarim Shel Simcha on Yom Rishon, right?
Everyone passing?
No, not everyone, but the Shach.
Oh, you're
fine. Right? The Shach proves it from where? How did the Shach prove that we pass in that way?
No.
How did the Shulchan Aruch Rama? How do we know? Because of Yantav Sheni Shel Golios, right? The Mechaber says our minhag is not to have Avelos in Yantav Sheni. That's totally in the shaila of whether Avelos is deraisa or not, right? Good, fine, good. Now, does this halacha apply to Zman? Is that anymore? So the Nekudas HaKasef, the Shach writes at the end of the Nekudas HaKasef, says, you know what? I don't think this din applies nowadays anymore. Why? Well, let's imagine this happened, right? So, would the couple not get married? No. Well, of course they'd get married. What would happen? What do you mean? Meis Avishal Chasson, right? So, what would happen is Baruch Hashem, we have wonderful communal charity organizations, and they would get together and they would pay for the wedding, right? The Gabbai Tzedakah wouldn't, you know, you think our Baruch Hashem, we live in a communities where everybody takes care of each other. So if Meis Aviv Shel Chasan, so it's not like this guy would, poor guy, is not going to get married, right? He would get married. And the community would get together and they would call they'd send out those letters with all the sad stories to all the people. They would collect the money, they would make the wedding, and shine, right? And you see from this halacha that this heter is very, very narrow, right? We only apply it to Aviv Shel Chasan and Imo Shel Kala. Why? What about if it's Imo Shel Chasan? Nah, because the father will take care of it, the Chasan side, right? He'll prepare the wedding. What if it's Aviv Shel Kala? Also, not a problem, right? It's only Imo Shel Kala, because she's the only one that knows how to take care of these tachshitin that spoil, right? And only Aviv Shel Chasan, right? And only if Manish, Pito, Afwoyin, Yaino, Mazug, and the like, right? So it's a very narrow kula. We only allow for this Givaldika kula in a very narrow case. And the Shach just says, so therefore, Bismanazah, where the community will step up to the plate and make sure that this wedding takes place after the Avelis is over, so then we're not going to allow for this kula. We'll tell them to sit Shiva, we'll do the Kfura, sit Shiva, okay? All the food will have to get thrown out, and they'll make a new wedding after the Shiva's over. Okay, so then do you have to wait for Shiva or Shlosha? Maybe you don't have to wait for Shlosha. That's the discussion over here.
What's that to do with King Terubana?
It's nothing to do with the Veil Terubana. These two points have nothing to do with each other. Nothing to do with each other. Yeah, exactly. So that gets back to that question. Good. Fine. So that's what the Nekudas Agassa says. Says Rav Moshe, wow, you want to see the shoulders of Rav Moshe. Says, the opposite is true nowadays. He thinks the Shach's right, Bismanehem, right? But he says, nowadays the opposite is true. Not only are we going to follow the din of the Shulchan Aruch, that Meis Aviv Shel Chasan, but even Meis Imo Shel Chasan. And even if Aviv Shel Kala, we're going to be Mako. Why? How can we do that? The Gemara wasn't Mako. It says, seems to be saying like this. He writes, "Hefsid yoser gadol shahar be lo yuchal lahotzi al sach gadol al nisun." Meaning, according to the din of Shulchan Aruch, what would happen? Let's imagine, mamish the case of the Shulchan Aruch. What would the Shulchan Aruch say? That the day of the wedding, the mother of the chasen dies. Right. So, if you follow the din of the Shulchan Aruch, what would we do? We would have the avelis immediately, and they would throw out all the food. Or, you know, obviously don't throw it out, give it to Aniyim, whatever it is, but they would cancel the wedding, and then we would go ahead and have the wedding a little later, right? So now, what would happen nowadays if we were to do that?
No one has another $20,000.
Oh, exactly. In other words, you're not going to go ahead. The wedding hall isn't going to say, okay, it's fine. We'll do another wedding for you. So you're going to have to pay for another hall. And you're going to have to pay for another band because you put a deposit down and you're going to have to pay for food. It's going to be, I don't know, whatever wedding costs. I don't know what weddings cost. Never made a wedding. Baruch Hashem. So you said, the Batel said $20,000. Good. So it's going to cost you another $20,000. Right? So what's going to happen nowadays for most people is they can't afford to lose $20,000. So they'll make another wedding, but it's not going to be as fancy. They'll make another wedding for $5,000. Right? It's not going to be such a nice wedding. So that is an irreparable, for most people, maybe if you're very wealthy, okay, you could swallow the cost. You're going to spend $100,000 for your first wedding, and you'll spend $100,000 for another wedding. Okay, you know, what's $100,000? But for most people, Rav Moshe says that's not true. Most people, if they're going to swallow the cost of the first lost wedding, the second wedding wouldn't be as nice. And they're not going to go ahead and start taking money from charity and the like. They're not poor people. They would just make a second wedding, and it would be not such a nice, you know, not as fancy. So he says, since this is a loss that's, it's going to, the kula here is because the second wedding wouldn't be as good as the first wedding, right? That's the basis of kula, the Gemara. So here, nowadays, even if it was Imo Shel Chasan, the second wedding wouldn't be as nice as the first wedding. So, Mimela, this din applies across the board. That's number one. He says, and that's true even according to Nekudas Kesef. Good. So he just... Well, the heter is based on the fact that there's going to be beheg hefsid. It doesn't mean, says Rav Moshe, it's not like the guy's not going to get married, right? Of course he's going to get married, even Bizmana Gemara.
That wasn't what the Rav Moshe assumed.
It is what the Rav Moshe assumed. Of course, what, you think Klal Yisrael would let this guy like be single his whole life just because Nevuch, his father, died? Of course we would, that he would get married. But it wouldn't be as nice, because his father went ahead and Pito Afui, and he made a nice ganze geschäft. But if the guy, if now that the father's dead, it's not going to be as nice. That's a chiddush. In a million years, I wouldn't have said that. That's chiddush number one of Rav Moshe. Okay. So then Rav Moshe says, a chiddush that you guys will not believe. We actually were Meramis to it a little earlier. But if you don't look at it inside, you won't believe it. You'll think I'm lying, so you probably don't trust me, so you should look it up inside. It's in Yardei Achelik Aleph in the Mishkos Zayin. It's just like this. Here with the story. Maisa Shaya Kachaya. There was a fellow. Their chasana was called for Motzei Shabbos. In the olden days, they used to do that. Okay? So the chasana was called for Motzei Shabbos, and the mother died on Thursday. So Moshe says, what should we really do? Really what we should do is like this. It's a number one when we first asked him, is have a small ceremony on Thursday, Bal Bi'ilas Mitzvah Poresh, and then have the Chasana Motzei Shabbos as they were planning to do anyway, right? The hall was already called for, and the like, have a big Chasana on Motzei Shabbos as was planned. That's what they should do. Okay, which isn't a crazy...
He's matir, all sorts of things for your Shiva.
That's okay. That's what we say. You're during Shiva, you're knowing Shiva Yimei Mishnah.
Oh, sure.
Even the Ran was only machmir not to dance on the first day where it's Avel's Derech. So day two, you could go all out,
yeah.
Right? Good. So, you know, instead of Motzei Shabbos being the actual chasana, it'll be the third day of Shabbat Brachos, but we'll still have the band, and we'll have music and meat, and you won't have the big house. That's what he recommended. Because, right, they couldn't have the wedding on Thursday. You can't, like, pop up a wedding, right? So that's what his recommendation is. But then it was a problem. Why? Because the Kala couldn't go to the mikveh yet until Friday. So now...
Because she was Anita?
Yeah. Yeah. So now the Kala couldn't go to the mikveh. So what would be if we had the chasen a Thursday night? Thursday, right? There would be an Isser Yichud. And then there would be no heter bilas mitzvah on Motzei Shabbos because the Shiva already started, right? The only heter of having bilas mitzvah is before the Shiva. So there would be Nisr Yichud for 9 days. Because there's an Nisr Yichud on Thursday because she's still Nida, right? There's an Nisr Yichud starting Motzei Shabbos because of Shiva, right? And then by the time that's over, so she'll probably become a Nida again. So there's going to be another Isser Yichud for another 7 days.
Why can't be Matir?
So now, what's going to... What?
Why can't be Matir Tashma Yusad during Shiva Shu Darbanan, meaning after the first day?
Because the Gemara says you can't be.
That's because that would have been... Meaning,
in other words, if you were right, if we're willing to do that... Now, the Ramban Tak asks why it is, special issue Tassel, right? But if we were to do that, so then I have a Kasha from you. Then why do we bother being Machmas as a Meis L'Cheder?
Because you'd have to wait 2 days otherwise.
No. The reason is because if they were, the Ramban explains that the pshat is that even though Kodem Kvura is, you see, if you were alone like the other Rishonim, it's because they weren't Makel for Bia during Shiva. They were only Makel Kodem Shiva when there isn't actually a formal Isser Bia. But you're saying, if you learn like the Ramban, that Be'atam there's an Isser Bia in both places, so why were they only Makel for an Isser Bia Kodem for not Achak for? So the Ramban says, you're right. Fundamentally, there should be no reason why they're different for me. Except that I'm going to tell you like this. People will treat the Isser Kodem Kvura more Kal, because not all Mihugi Avelos apply. So they won't extrapolate from before Kvura to Achak Kvura. But if we were to be Matir B'as Mitzvah during Avelos, so then they would be Makel the second day and the third day and the fourth day, and that's Aser. And therefore, Chazal were only willing to be Makel under these circumstances. One way or the other, though, let's move on to Gemara. The Gemara says you're only going to be matir bias mitzvah kodem kvura, not acher kvura. So then, by the time that happens, by the time the aveilus ends, she's going to be a nid again. And then there's going to be another 7 days of Isser Yichud. She's mamish going to be Azer Tav Yichud with her wife, with his wife for like 3 weeks. As Geferlach. You can't do that. Okay, it's impossible. So what am I going to do? Ready?
Yeah,
we're going to throw out the Gemara. The Gemara took for granted that you can't have a chasana during the Shiva, right? In other words, the only hope was to have the chasana before the Shiva, right? Bo Bilas Mitzvah Parish. You have the chasana before Shiva, before Kvura, right? And then, we say that once the Shiva Simei Mishta started, they're not interrupted by the Shiva Simei Avelos, right? And then you sit Shiva after it's over. But the Gemara seemed to take for granted that you could never, ever, ever have a chasana in the middle of the Shiva, right? Mm-hmm. That's why the only Eitzah was to mamish put the mace in the cheder, right? And according to Rashba, not just for a couple hours, but maybe, you know, for a day and a half, right? That's what the Gemara said. Moshe says, nah. In this case, since there's no other Eitzah, we're going to allow them to have the chasana in the middle of Shiva. Now, obviously, Bia will be Usher. But now, it's just be Usher for 5 days, right? In other words, she's going to wait to go to the mikvah until after the Shiva's over, right? But the Shiva started whatever on Thursday. So Thursday night, she'll go to the mikvah, she'll be with her husband. So there'll be an Isser Yichud for 5 days, but not to 2.5-3 weeks. And even though the Gemara doesn't seem to have that option, he's medayek that the Shach and Simon Shin Sadi base would allow for it. And that's what, if you look at the some of the Achronim in the Pesachei Tshuva over there, they're also Mekel. The Meir Nesivos, he digs up a Meir Nesivos, that according to the Shach, and even the Meir Nesivos only after three, is still, and that's what it basically says. So in this case, there's no other options. We're going to allow them to get married in the middle of the Shiva. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. Now, what's the din if it's not Aviv Shel Chasen?
Really?
Yeah.
Is this one within Rambam leave me right via?
No, but we're not passing like the Rambam.
I mean, that would be just a Chumrah Nida.
Yeah, yeah. We try to avoid a Chupas Nida, but push comes to shove, we don't push off the wedding for Chupas Nida, right? Okay. Fine. So what happens if Mace, if let's say it's not Aviv Shel Chasan, let's say it's Aviv Shel Kala. So there's a Machlokas Rishon. According to the Ritz Geyes, Urbo Bilos Mitzvah, then we have Shivas Mei Avelos, then we have Shivas Mei Mishta. As opposed to Aviv Shel Chasan, where it's Shivas Mei Mishta, then Shivas Mei Avelos. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Of course, you're not allowed to have Baal Bilas Mitzvah in this case. So, that's the way we pass it. But what's their machlokas? It's the same machlokas as they always have. You see the Ramban who holds that there's an Isser Bia Al Tzavelos Kodem Kvura. So therefore, he says that we're only going to be matir violation when it's Aviv Shel Chasan. But the Ritz Geyes, who says there's fundamentally no Isser Isser Avelos Kodem Kvura, so you may as well have the wedding even if it's not Aviv Shel Chasan. It's just that we won't allow you to have Sheva Brachos. Fine. Now here we have a very interesting din of Yichud, which we're not going to get into so much. But that is like this. There's a machlokas. The Gemara says, "Hu Yashem Ben Anashim Yishena Ben Anashim." So what's going on here? So the Rosh says this is regular din of Yichud. Why does it say Yashen? Lav Dafka. Why does it say Ben Anashim Lav Dafka? Whatever is Matir normal Oschus Yichud, we're going to be Mekel over here. Why is there an Ilchus Isser of Yichud? They were already Baal Bilas Mitzvah. Because since they had the special Kula Asila Zulzulebe. But the Ravid says, no. The Ravid says, like this. You ready? He says, sounds like from the lashon of the Gemara, this isn't regular hilchos yichud. Who yashin bein anashim? Yashin bein anashim. So we're reading it very literally. Yashin, it's only an iser at night. Night meaning sleep time. But during the day, no iser yichud. Why? Because fundamentally, there shouldn't be iser yichud. They were actually bowl together, your husband and wife. And that's the kula. The chumra is, it says, bein hanashim, yishin bein hanashim. Now then the question is, what did the Ravid mean? This is machlokes pedasa Ravid. Really, literally, ha'anashim, so maybe you should need two men plus him, and two women plus her. Right? We read it literally. And that's the opinion of some Rishonim. But the Ramah says, we're going to follow the chumras of the Rosh and the Ravid, because we don't have to know how to be machriya, but we're not going to follow the stringent version of the Ravid, we'll follow the lenient version of the Ravid. So therefore, it's enough to have one man and one woman. In a minute, he says, is taf ketanim. So you have one katan sleep and one ketan. How do you do it? So the way it's practically done usually when this happens is they sleep in the same house with another couple, and you leave the door to their bedroom a little ajar. It's more pleasant than having a boy and a girl camp out in your room with you. Some poskim want to even make all that if the door is closed, because if it's in the same house and the door is closed but it's unlocked, it's like it's one room and the like. Many poskim don't like that, but that's a hilchos yichud shir, so we won't talk about it now. Okay, stop here.